Al Jazeera Podcasts.
The US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, is currently in Egypt, where he's just held talks with regional foreign ministers. He says that gaps are narrowing in negotiations with Israel and Hamas. And the US says that after weeks of consultation, a draft resolution that recognizes the need for an immediate ceasefire will be put to a vote at the UN Security Council on Friday. Meanwhile, on the ground, though, in Gaza, Israel's offensive has been focused on the vicinity of the Al-Shifa hospital, where desperate civilians have been forced to flee for their safety. As you can see, they're taking that coastal road to the south. Others, though, are still trapped in the medical complex, which the army is now threatening to blow up. And in the occupied West Bank, funerals have been held for some of the 8 Palestinians killed in Israeli raids. They include 2 who were targeted in a drone strike near the city of Tulkarem. Well, meanwhile, European Union leaders have called for an immediate humanitarian pause that would lead to a ceasefire in Gaza. That announcement has just come out of an EU summit taking place in Brussels. The Irish Prime Minister, who attended that meeting, said that the response to the crisis in Palestine has been appalling. Well, meanwhile, 8 Palestinians have been killed in the occupied West Bank in another night of violent Israeli raids. One of them was 19-year-old Mohammed Salhieh. He was shot and killed outside the refugee camp where he lived, Al Bireh. The chief minister of India's capital has been arrested on charges of corruption. Arvind Kejriwal, the leader of the Aam Aadmi Party, has been accused of accepting a $12 million bribe from liquor contractors nearly 2 years ago. His party says the charges are fabricated and that his arrest is part of a political conspiracy by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's BJP ahead of national elections. Well, India's main opposition party is also accusing Prime Minister Modi of targeting it before the elections, which are set to begin next month. The Congress party's bank accounts were frozen last month, pending a tax case, which dates back to 2018. A tribunal dismissed an appeal from the party to pause the recovery of $16 million in income tax from its bank accounts.
On the Inside Story podcast, Vietnam loses another president ousted after only a year in office. So why is he gone? And what are the wider implications for both East and West? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.